This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Oh, how sweet it is to have college football all the way back, wasn't it, this weekend? If you're a Tennessee Volunteers fan, what a beginning for newly minted starting quarterback Joey Aguilar as he threw for 3 touchdowns in his UT debut and the Vols defeated Syracuse 45-26. However, Tennessee did lose 2 important starting defenders in this one, with cornerback Ricky Gibson, who's set to miss several weeks, and defensive lineman Jackson Moore, who missed this coming week against ETSU. Some other notable happenings from around college football. The seat is beginning to warm on second-year head coach for the Alabama Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer, as his team fell to Florida State over the weekend in lifeless fashion, 31-17. Georgia handled their business against Marshall, 45-7. LSU stifled Clemson, 17-10, where the defenses really shine. And speaking of defenses, former Patriots defensive coordinator extraordinaire Matt Patricia was up to his old tricks again, trying to stop a Manning at quarterback, as the new Buckeyes DC did a masterful job in holding Texas to just 7 points as Ohio State defeated the Longhorns 14-7. The Chattanooga Mocs opened up their season at Memphis and couldn't find their footing on offense or defense as they fell 45-10. They'll look to rebound this coming weekend at Tennessee Tech on Saturday at noon. This has been your Chatted Up Sports Minute, exclusively on Hits 96. I'm Greg Larnard, and make sure you keep up with us on social media and everywhere you get your podcasts at Chatted Up Sports. This week, the boys and I dove into week 1 of the college football season with Max Chadwick, a Pro Football Focus. Have a great week, and congratulations on your engagement, Gino.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. Greg Larnard of Chatted Up Sports. Remember, you can get the Chatted Up Sports Minute on our website as well at hits96.com, as well as our Facebook page, facebook.com/hits96.